Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters. White reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris juggles the ball. That's an error on Morris. White moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. White scores. Wilson moves to third. McRae moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Royals, 1. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Leonard. Hebner moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Quirk for a passed ball. Hebner moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Peters steals second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aikens juggles the ball. That's an error on Aikens. Gibson scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock who is chasing the ball. Hebner reaches third base with a triple. Kemp goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball towards left. Lockhock catches it and throws to Washington, who relays to White to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Christensen now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hebner. The throw from Quirk and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.